It's 43-13-20 WILS. Today, the Michigan Strategic Fund approving $5 million in grants for Amazon to build a $140 million package fulfillment center in Romulus, right by the airport. Josh Hunt is with us, Vice President of Business Development Projects at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Josh, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I mean, so we know Amazon is the world's largest online retailer. Why did they need any kind of a grant or tax breaks?
Yeah, so we're very excited about this project for Amazon. It's their second major expansion in the state of Michigan in the last year, with the previously announced project in Livonia that was approved last year for them to move forward, and now with this being another 1,600 jobs for families in the state, it's a great development for the community. And so we supported this project today with a Michigan Business Development Program grant of $5 million that will help with needed infrastructure improvements in the area, specifically the widening of a road near the site that will make that the most attractive location for the project, along with our logistical and talent advantages of Romulus in the state of Michigan.
How does that work then? Does Amazon say, look, without this grant, without this road expansion, we will go with another site somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, Amazon is a company that has, they currently have 103 of these fulfillment centers throughout the country and are expanding in other places as well. And we found it important to work to get these 1,600 jobs for our Michigan families and this much-needed investment as well of $140 million. And so we competed with many different Great Lakes states for this project, and the other states provide incentive packages and make their best pitch to get these types of companies to locate and expand in their state. And Michigan does the same through a mix of incentives, but also through the talent and logistical advantages.
Weren't they motivated, though, by the airport? Isn't that what they wanted, the proximity to the Metro Airport in Detroit?
Absolutely. The proximity to the airport is one of the major benefits that we have of locating near that airport is huge for us, and the international crossings that Michigan have all make Michigan a strong candidate for this type of company and other companies looking to locate in this space as well. But the other states have our airports as well. There's good airports in other areas as well. And so these types of incentives for this project and the others that we did today really help ensure that Michigan can compete with all the other states and countries that are looking to get these types of significant job creation and investment projects into their state.
Those that wonder about the actual need for the incentives, are there situations where you feel deals are lost because you can't make the incentives sweet enough?
Well, absolutely. We compete every day with all the different states throughout the country and internationally as well. And there are deals that the other states put together large incentive packages and other reasons that a company may locate in a state. And so we know that incentives are certainly not the only factor. It's about first and foremost the talent and the working relationships between the community, the county, and the state that can help make Michigan the best place for it. But incentives do play a factor, and we found it important to provide this incentive today for Amazon to ensure that we could get these 1,600 jobs and continued growth by a growing company in the state.
So what does Amazon have planned now for Michigan? Any other projects on the horizon?
Right now, we are excited about these two projects that have recently been announced. This has been significant, over 2,500 jobs between the two projects
that we know about right now. The package fulfillment center in Romulus, what is that? I mean, what is that exactly?
Yeah, so that's one of the fulfillment centers for some of the smaller products that you would buy that they continuously ship out on all the daily purchases that are a part of their distribution network. So this is many of the smaller products and the team of individuals working to deliver on their on the needs of the purchases that were bought by individuals throughout the country for the project.
Essentially, it's a big warehouse, basically, and the people there are going to be moving these packages out. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so these are individuals that would be driving the forklifts, that would be managing the distribution systems at the site and ensuring the timely delivery of the different products that they have.
Gotcha. And you said there's another Amazon location in Livonia?
Yes, in Livonia they have a fulfillment center as well, and that fulfillment center there is a little bit of a different type. It's a 1 million-square-foot facility that has some of the larger products that are not packaged in the same way but still need the quick turnaround time in terms of the delivery. And so that's one thing that makes this exciting for Michigan is that we got two of their primary types of fulfillment centers to locate in Michigan over the last year, and really hopefully build on the company's footprint in Michigan. They also have a 250 employee technical office in the city of Detroit, and so it's really all aspects of the company continuing to locate and grow in the state of Michigan.
And what is it like working with Amazon and working a deal with them? What's the company like in your viewpoint?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great company to work with, and like all the companies that we had here today, that we announced a project with Kroger as well for a distribution center, and Williams International, and Autoliv having engineering centers. And so it's exciting every day to get companies like all four of those to choose Michigan for our talented workforce and the different advantages of the state, and to partner to really grow and bring investment to the state. So Amazon was great to work with. So are all the other companies we work with today. And we want to continue to compete and make Michigan the best place for these types of businesses to continue to grow and prosper.
If we didn't have that system in place of being able to provide grants for these kinds of business deals, what kind of opportunities do you think we'd have here in Michigan for these kinds of projects?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different factors that come into play in these types of decisions. Obviously, we have a lot of benefits here with the airport being close by for this project, with the other parts of the transportation network, the workforce. But the incentives really do play a role in it, and it would make it much more of a challenge to compete as all the other states offer incentives for these types of projects and other countries as well. And so they certainly play a factor, and it's about the need for the incentive money to ensure not that the project happens somewhere, but that the project happens here in the state of Michigan, and so it can be Michigan residents that get these 1,600 jobs.
And you say, the $5 million is to expand roads, so is that how it works? Typically the grants will be targeted towards a specific purpose, is that it?
Yeah, that's typically the goal of the incentives, is that they're targeted to some unique need that makes the incentive required to ensure that project happens in the state of Michigan or at that site, specific site. It could be a matter of supporting the training of the employees or infrastructure upgrades or assisting in some way with other capital investment as related to the project. And so we like to target a specific need for the incentive that, despite all the other strong factors of the state of Michigan, still require additional support to ensure that the jobs and investment come here to our state.
Josh Hunt, Vice President of Business Development Projects at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Josh, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Yep.